Proclamation number 3947, dated the December 29, 1946. Unification of different schools of thought during the Battle of Faith. The various schools of thought will, due to their deviation from each other, always quietly fight each other, inasmuch as each will try to lay claim to the truth and will therefore not want to accept the other. Yet, in the last days, they will all walk together, provided Jesus Christ's teaching is their basic principle and they confess His name. Then, all other differences will disappear into the background, because every spiritual aspiration will be fought and every spiritual aspirant will therefore seek to meet other people of like mind. Thus, the teaching of Christ will emerge from every school of thought and their followers will belong to God's parish, to His church, which He Himself founded. They will belong to this church because of their faith in Jesus Christ, in spite of belonging to different schools of thought. Each one will discard external practices and customs and only pursue the inner connection with Jesus Christ, and each one will foster love, teach love and practice love. The battle against all schools of thought will be carried out particularly brutally, so that half-hearted people of little faith will fall away if they do not have a profoundly living faith, because they will not be able to offer resistance. They will falter under the burden imposed on them by the world. The cause of their failure will rest in the error which can be found in every school of thought, when serious action against them forces them to think about it. Any person who lives within truth due to his loving actions and correct instruction by God's chosen servants will also muster the strength of faith and not waver during any hardship, because the truth will give him strength as well as perception. Thus, he will know of the approaching end and the salvation from utmost adversity by God Himself. However, he will not be able to find this perception through misguided teachings, and his faith will falter and desert him when he is confronted by the serious choice to either confess Jesus Christ before the world or to deny Him. Then the person, whose works of love have made him receptive to God's truth, will be strong. He will offer resistance and need not fear any worldly measures, because he will expect God's help, which he will receive whenever his body or soul experiences hardship. Then the Church of Christ will only be small, and followers of every school of thought will seek refuge in it, and every hatchet will be buried, just as all outward appearances and ceremonial actions will fall by the wayside in view of the immense persecution which all followers will have to fear. For the individual's psychological development, it is also beneficial for him to only take notice of the core, to recognize the Christian teaching of love as the core, and thus his faith will be strengthened the more he abides by this teaching. The group of believers will get smaller. It will only be a small flock, but they will live in the truth, in the right knowledge, and they will survive the hardest trials of the last days and emerge as victors, because the Church of Christ will be victorious and embrace all who live in love and faith, who acknowledge Him before the world and are filled by His Spirit as a result of their continuous actions of love. The defenders of Christ will join together from all schools of thought and face up to their last battle, and God Himself will be their commander-in-chief. God Himself will protect them. The shield of faith will cover them and make them invincible. They will fight in the name of Christ, and victory will be on their side. Amen.